coming to the Northwest later on this year. You can see him live at Liverpool's hit music station. There is Lamar and If There's Any Justice on Radio City 96.7. And you can find out more about that gig online at our website at radiocity.co.uk. Right, 20 to 2, St. David's Day, 1st of March. Joined in the studio by someone who's not been around for the past couple of years. Last time I saw you, I was sitting in the studio in a previous life and you were doing shed loads of interviews down on ISDN by way of a change. And I remember you saying then, you were kind of like, been working very hard and I'm not tired, but I'm kind of like one of those things where you have a job and then you kind of need a holiday and you need a break. So welcome to Radio City, Mel C. And answer to the first question. Are you children relaxed? You look like you are.
Yeah, I am. I'm really relaxed, actually. And I just go to sleep.
But I suppose now you're back on the grindstone of the whole thing. The brand new album, for those of you who may not know, getting shed loads of emails. If you want to do send us an email, by the way, do it through the website. It's john@radiocity.co.uk. The album is called Beautiful Intentions. It comes out in about 5 weeks' time, in the middle of April.
The 11th of April.
11th of April. The next best superstar is the single, which is the first...
4th of April.
4th of April. My first question is, and before we do that, I was reading about you last night and this morning, and there are some amazing facts on you. When I look at the people you've worked with, producers like Rich Ruffin, you've worked with William Orbit, Brian Adams, Greg Alexander, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, now Greg Haver, who's done a lot of stuff on the new album, who's got credits like The Mannix, The Super Furry Animals, Name But A Few. You are a very talented person as it is anyway, but obviously there are a lot of people out there who share that thought.
You know what? I've been so lucky in my career. I have worked with some amazing people, people that I'm really a big fan of. And it's kind of nice, you know, it gives you a little bit of confidence, because sometimes when people doubt your ability, when you work with some of these greats, exactly, you know, you think, well, they must think I'm all right.
Because I was doing this research last night, and the obvious ones like William Orbit and Brian Adams and Greg Alexander stick out, and Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And then when you dig deeper, it's just amazing the people, and they've come to you and you've gone to them. It's a mutual thing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. I've been approached by, you know, lots of greats to work with, so, you know, I feel very, very lucky.
And the records you've achieved so far, you're the only woman to have appeared on 11 UK number one hit singles. You're the only female to top the charts as a solo artist, as a duet, as a quartet, and obviously as a quintet as well. 87 weeks on the chart so far in singles, albums 72 weeks, and a career which is musically-wise nearly 10 years old. There are artists out there now who are just starting who would beg, steal, borrow, etc. To get a career like that.
You see, it's us Scousers, we're just so talented.
And you're back home, which is nice that you've come back home to kick it off. I know you're playing the Carling Academy on Friday the 15th of March as well.
Yes, I'm kicking off here, it's my first gig. I'm actually going to be down at HMV in the afternoon as well. We're doing a little acoustic set down there and I'll sign a few CDs if people buy them.
I'll do the obvious question first. The past 2 years, you've been away, you've relaxed, you've chilled, you've worked on new material. What else have you been doing? How's it all been going?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, the 2 years has really been taken up with writing, touring and recording of the album. Other than that, I suppose we've set up the label. It's the first album I'm releasing through my own label, Red Girl Records. So it's been a busy time, but a really exciting time. But I'm really happy now because, you know, it's almost time to get it out there and to see what people think of it, because I'm really pleased. I think it's a good one.
Red Girl Records is yours, which is your record label, which is great. That means you're in control now of literally every aspect of everything, aren't you? You are the boss, so to speak. Whereas, I suppose in the past you've been surrounded by all the other record people, the marketing people, the producers, you have your set, etc. How's the different feel for you on this one?
Well, for me, even from day one, when I first went into the studio and started writing for this record, I just found, you know, it's so weird, you don't even realise it's just this newfound freedom that you have. And even creatively, I just found it more inspiring to be doing it wholly for yourself, with not other people's opinions just clouding your own, you know, your own view of what you want to do.
Just quickly, some of the titles, and I was looking at this morning, Next Best Superstars is the first single off the album.
Yes.
You've got Better Alone, which is an amazing, amazing, amazing track, which we'll talk about in just a second. Last Night on Earth, and Little Piece of Me.
Yeah.
named because they're named after them, or named because it's just how your mind's been thinking. I was just looking at them, and my reading was like, next best superstar. This is brand new stuff from you.
Yeah.
Someone get the text. This is brand new stuff from you. Better Alone, Red Girl Records, is that, you know, it's just looking at your mindset. The Last Night on Earth, that's the party, a little piece of me, you giving back something.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, whenever I've made a record in the past, I think it really reflects whatever's going on in my life at that time. So, you know, no change with this record, and I like to think of myself as a really honest artist, so, you know, it's all there for you, and it's rocking.
When you do the search on you on Google, you do like the Mel C search, Melanie C search, and you go to all the fan sites and stuff, everybody says that, which is unusual nowadays. You go to the fan sites and you read all the things that all your loyal fans say about you, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. And everyone says, and this is something that I've noticed from my previous life and another job, and being around you and done bits and pieces with you, is you are one of the hardest working people in pop. You're one of the hardest working people in the music industry. You take criticism, you work hard, you reflect that as well. Are you growing and growing and growing the more you do this? Now, it's nearly 10 years, isn't
it? You know
it?
What? That is totally my intention. The music industry, it's a funny old game. But you know what? All people who are successful in pop work hard. But I think maybe what the difference with me to lots of other pop artists is, you know, the live aspect has always been so important for me. And I've been out there and I've gone out to, you know, towns and cities and going out and seeing the fans and, you know, and taking the music to them. And I think that's really important.
Where does your drive come from? What inspires you inside?
Oh, you know what? I think that's just, it's in my genes, you know, it's just something that I can't help. I've always been really determined and, you know, I've just got a lot that I want to achieve and I want to make people proud of me, so, you know, that's my drive.
I mentioned something to you a minute ago. I saw you about a year ago and you played the Carling Academy in Islington. You came on stage and you were being you, which was great. And I've got a couple of emails about this one. People who are listening online via our website, who are out of Merseyside area, out of the northwest of North Wales. You perform, which is the second track on the album sample I've got here, which I think is a beautiful track. It's called Better Alone. The audience reaction was best described as just deadly silence. And you could almost have heard a pin drop. And just the respect they gave and everything. What is the history behind that record?
This is quite a personal track, really. You know, the song fundamentally is about being let down and about becoming independent and growing up. And you could read into it what you will, but, you know, it was quite an easy song to write, and I feel that they're usually the best songs. You know, it all came quite quickly, but that was quite an amazing moment at the Islington Academy in London, because, you know, the fans are always shouting and screaming and singing along and stuff, but they hadn't heard any of the new material, but, you know, they were still getting into it and cheering and stuff. But you're right, on that song, everybody shut up, and it was a bit daunting, because I thought, oh, I've done something wrong.
Yeah, because I just said, the email says here, the girl who's wrote in, her name's Claire, and she says that it was an amazing reaction we gave you that night. The new material was fantastic, and we had a really good time. But inside, did you have any worries? Did you have any thoughts when we just went silent?
To be honest, I think it did feel like people were really listening, and it was quite a magic moment, actually. Quite daunting, but you know, very, very rewarding.
So the hard work starts, the brand new album, you're going to be out on the road, you're doing TV. See, you're doing the Friday Night Project. Now, have you seen this on Channel 4?
I have.
With Jimmy Carr. Now, I watched last week's with Jordan, which I just thought was just trash TV at its best. And then the other one the week before was Neil Morrissey. Now, are you the guest host, or
no,
are you doing
no,
the
I'm,
band?
I'm the music host.
You're the band, okay.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of them so far?
I have seen some of them. To be honest with you, I do think it's a bit too trashy. I'm not a big Abby Titmuss fan, and unfortunately she's on it every week. She has a little section
on
it.
I know, she does that thing, isn't she? It's just interesting, because I'm looking at all the other stuff, like CD UK, you know, all that kind of stuff. You're doing that and that stuff, and that take away. I was like, great,
you know,
it's alive,
you know.
And that was the thing I thought.
So, yeah.
That was the kind of thing, because that's one thing I know you love, enjoy doing. You're going to do a couple of tracks for us in just a second, is that
I
right?
I am, yeah.
Can I ask you what they are already before we go upstairs to our zoo?
Well, you know
area?
What? I think I've got to do the single.
Okay.
The new single, Next Best Superstar. And I think I'm also going to do my the album title track, Beautiful Intentions.
Okay, lovely. Mel C, thank you very much for joining us on Radio City.
Thank you.
We're going upstairs to our zoo. Give us a couple of minutes, and we'll have Mel C playing live. And hello to mum, and by the way, welcome back to Liverpool and welcome back to Merseyside.
Happy birthday, Rach.
And it's great to have you here. Radio City.